Americans spend a lot on prom. In 2013, the average cost for the evening, including dress, hair, makeup, corsage, and all the accoutrements, was over $1,100. 2 years later, the average cost dropped to a little over $900. But for some, even paying $100 to $200 for a dress they only wear once is too much. What to do? Go to the library. For the past few years, the Glenwood Springs Library has been giving dresses away. Leslie Crick is the youth librarian in Glenwood who's in charge of the event.
Many people in the community have donated formal dresses that they no longer need or want, and we're hoping that some of the young ladies in our community will come to the library, try on some dresses, and find one that they like.
This year, the library has a few tuxedo jackets and vests and close to 160 dresses.
We have many styles, sizes, colors, anything you could want, from very formal to casual, long, short. We've got them all.
Crick says the response has been good.
We've had a few repeat girls that have come back in. We even had one young lady bring her dress back that she had worn and chose a different dress for the upcoming prom.
Anyone who wants a dress can come to the Glenwood Springs Library on Wednesday, March 20th from 3 to 6:30 p.m. for a fitting.
The girls can come in and try on the dresses. We have a couple areas set up for them to try it on. We have some full-length mirrors for them. We have a few pairs of heels if they want to slip a pair of heels on with them. And then they're just welcome to take that dress, or if they find two, they're welcome to take two dresses.
They just take the dresses. Like, I like this one, I'm going to take it. It's free.
Yes, the dresses are free.
For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.